Do okay. Well, I guess you're going to ask him some questions?
Yeah, hey, Judge Gibson, I'm going to record this part, okay? I just hit record. Is that fine with you?
That's fine with me.
Okay, what we're talking about, we're here on an investigation where Sergeant Alford allegedly, actually it was that she perjured herself in court by either giving testimony or withholding testimony and allowing somebody to plead guilty to a charge that she knew was not appropriate. And when I was talking to Judge Brown, it came up that First Sergeant Borowski had either requested or asked the court to either produce a document or make a stand for the court as far as maybe either banning or reprimanding the officer from appearing in court in Lee County. And I just wanted to see if you recalled that conversation with yourself, Judge Brown, and I don't know what Borowski was on the phone tonight or whatever, if you talked to him about it.
Judge Brown, now I do remember Trooper Borowski being there when you all discussed that. When we discussed, we did not talk about reprimanding or banning. We talked about recalling the ticket and bringing it back in to see what it is that we might be able to do to correct that. If reprimand or banning was an issue, then we wouldn't have been a problem. But we need to make certain that when Judge Brown recollected what happened when that was presented to her in court, for example, if the documents were there saying that Lita did not, whatever it was, I can't remember what it is, did not prove that she was, that then it was an issue. And it is my understanding that that's what it was looking like when I talked with them last. But now, we did not talk about any kind of reprimand in my conversation, do I remember.
When he came in, what was it that he asked us and you said we aren't going to do anything in this court? If you're going to do it, you need to handle that in your own court.
No, the thing about it, as far as reprimanding a person, we can't not be in charge of their person. We wasn't going to do anything with that person. We were going to allow them to handle their person.
Right, and that's what we told him.
What was necessary from our court, but we're not in a position of reprimanding
right.
Law officers. But now, that, I think the last conversation I had with him is that you let us know what it is we need to do in order to do that, because if she gave bad false information, then you would have that. You would know that, Judge, because you're the one that handles the court.
Right, and my statement was to them that he asked us for some kind of judgment or and you told him that whatever we needed to do needed to be done in his court. It was not our duty to
reprimand him.
Right. They had to do that in their own office.
Right. I thought that we had enough information, if you gave it to them the way it was presented, that they would get enough information to do what needed to be done.
Whatever they needed to be done, that's what was decided.
Okay. Well, that's what, Judge, I think we're on the same page now, but what I'm trying to get is that, do you recall being approached about possibly reprimanding?
No. But we're going to do, I said, I don't know that it's something that we can do. I could check with court administration, find out if normally, I don't think that we're in the business of reprimanding law enforcement officers. I think that is your division to do that.
But how did that?
And see, what happened, as far as I know, is that if there was an error or was something presented in there, Judge Brown did what she needed to do by reporting it to you all, and then it would have been up to you all to kind of follow through, I believe. That is my understanding. Now, if it's something else that we need, then we could probably do it, but then my understanding was that was different as far as what we need to do.
Yeah. They aren't asking us to do anything at this. They just want to recall what happened and who said, who came in and made a request or made a statement, or how was it left, or were we left with any suggestion that we needed to do something about it?
Well, I don't judge you. All anyone saying what?
Well, what happened is when we were, and I know you were busy, you were on your way back to Sumter, And he was asking us, did we feel comfortable with having her in this court?
I left that up to you all.
Right. Yeah. But you do recall him in here saying, asking if we were going to do anything.
Okay, well, then I don't know what it is that we need
to do. Right, we don't need to do anything. And that they aren't asking us to do anything. They just trying to clear up Sergeant Alford if it needs to be. They don't want her to be under a shadow if she's not, you know, if she shouldn't be.
So what they want us to do, I can't tell.
Well, now we aren't going to do anything.
Yeah.
But now what they want us to do?
No.
Because we can't tell law enforcement how to send someone in that's still out there writing tickets and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, Judge, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're not asking. The only thing I was trying to do is to clarify what request First Sergeant Borowski may have made of you. And I'm going to fast forward with some information I told Judge Brown this morning. When this case came up, Sergeant Alford was sure that she had a legitimate marijuana charge. When she sent it to our central evidence folks, they tested part of the evidence she submitted, which was a tobacco, that came back not marijuana. However, when Sergeant Alford came to court, right now it's alleged that she didn't realize what those test results were, even though she would have had access to them. She said that, you know, she just didn't realize, she didn't read the report. The lady came in, the lady pled guilty. The judge accepted the guilty plea based on the evidence that they had. Later on, once Sergeant Alford was told that the test was negative, she immediately requested that it be sent to SLED to have another test done.
Okay.
The Highway Patrol actually refused to send it to SLED, and subsequently when the case came to my office for an internal investigation that Alford may have perjured herself or did something inappropriate in court, the first thing that I did was have central evidence, the same folks that had the original test results, I had them to take it to SLED, which to me was simple. Well, we got results back in 2 days that it was marijuana in the evidence that she originally submitted to them. Their explanation for me as to why it didn't show it is that they just tested a part of a cigar and didn't realize that it was another blunt in that same evidence bag. So as we stand today, that evidence came back as being marijuana.
But she didn't actually purchase herself.
Right.
She didn't. That's what I'm saying. And what I'm trying to get from you is to corroborate the information that was request that was brought to Judge Brown and also to you as a chief magistrate that we were soliciting the court to do something to an officer when we hadn't been proven in our investigation. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, and that's what I was trying to get at the point. That is not our duty to do that.
Okay, but my question is, do you recall the conversation about potentially doing that?
Well, now, I do not, because like Judge Brown said, that was a conversation between she and Fauci, mostly. And my thing was, Judge Brown, Judge Brown's the one that heard it. She knew what the situation was, and it's, you know, I didn't anything that we could do at that point in time, but if it's something that we need to do, we would do it.
Okay, so basically she heard the conversation, but you were approached, should we do it, and you said no, that's something that the department should do.
Well, you know, when Borowski came in here with both of us, and he sat here and said, do we feel good about having her in the court, bring her cases in front of our court anymore? And that's when we said, you know, Any reprimand would be on your part. We aren't going to do anything.
Right, and the other side of that too is, and I'm glad we didn't, because look at where we are.
Right.
Yes.
Because if we were in a position to do something about her, we would have been in a bad predicament now.
That's right. And that's where we stand now. And he's just verifying what went on. That you know, that got her tangled up in a situation where she was right all along.
And see, the problem is, that's one of the reasons why. Looking with having a little bit of foresight, I didn't want to get involved with that, because I knew I didn't hear this, and from what you were telling me, that it seemed like there was a bit of mix up there.
And the way Borowski led us to believe that it was something that we should jump on right then.
Well, we just don't jump on something like that,
right.
Especially with, what do we look like jumping on law enforcement? That's their organization.
Right. And we didn't do that.
Just like where we are right now. We had a point now where it was corroborated and some of the misinformation was done, then it would be to us, and then we would follow through with the recommendation.
Okay.
Right.
And I think that's where we would be. And I'm happy we didn't jump on something like that because we would have been in a bad light with that type of throw.
Yes, sir. Well, Judge, I know we kind of caught you at a, you know where we were going with this. I just wanted to kind of verify something, and Judge Brown recalled it real accurately, but we just wanted to, because you was privy to that conversation, we just wanted to talk to you also.
And Judge Brown, one of the best, she's a young lady, she remembers more than I remember. I'm up in
age. Oh, you ain't that old.
I just turned 70, so that's up in age.
Anyway,
we appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay, Judge, and I appreciate your time, okay?
Yes, sir, not a problem.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye, man. All right, I'm going to end it because it's March the 24th, it's about 11:08.